Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and today is Wonderful Wednesday, so it is time for Questions with the Queen. This is episode number 42, so it's been 42 weeks, almost a full year of answering questions from the fans and the crowd. I find myself just amazed with some of the questions that I get, you guys, because not only am I a lover of information, to just be quite honest with you, I just love doing the research and learning, you guys. But what I figured out more than anything this year in 2016 is implementation is king. And if you don't implement, it doesn't make sense to even learn anything, you guys. So I have found myself just being an implementation mama. I have just implemented on so many things, and it has made a huge difference in my business in the last, I'd say the last 60 to 90 days. I've just done things totally different. And that's what you want, you guys. If you're in a rut is just a grave, you guys. You've got to dig out. You've got to dig out. So I just encourage you to get out of your comfort zone. Do some things you wouldn't normally do to get some results you haven't been getting. So with that being said, today's question is, and I had to rephrase it because what she asked me is, how do you make money in your business? And I said, you know what, not only can I tell you that, I'm going to say what are the top six ways to make money in your business. Because you know what, you guys, that's what's important. I'm not going to lie to you. I am a social worker. I love social services. I love providing help to others or whatnot. But the deal is, if you don't make money, it don't make any sense, you guys. It don't make any sense to do and do and do and do and do if you're not making any money. So with that being said, I'm going to give you my top six ways to make money. And I've learned this, you guys, after being in business for 10 years, but I've done probably 10,000 hours of study on business. So I call myself now, I'm not going to say I'm an expert, I'm an authority in business. I really am, because I've learned not only from my experience of, you know, failures and successes and whatnot, but I have read and I have learned and I've digged in and I've done what I've needed to do, you guys, to learn the skill. And what I'm telling you now is I'm operating on skill. Luck is a wonderful thing, you guys, and it's great to get a good break every now and then, but that's no way to run a business, you guys. You've got to have some skills, and you've got to operate with those skills on a daily basis. So this is Cheryl Jones, Queen of Hearts, top six ways to make money in your business. Now, the first one, you know what? You're going to probably just sit back and laugh, but this is so true, and I see this a lot as I coach different people, ready to start businesses. You've got to decide who you want to serve and what you want to do for them. Boy, and I tell you, this is a good one. Because not only do you have to decide, I want you to see the person. I've given my avatar, and that's the person that I want to serve, two different names. Because I have two different groups of women that I choose to serve, you guys. So I want you to know who that person is that you want to serve. And put a name on that. If it's Susie, if it's Shaniqua, whoever it is, it don't even matter the name, you guys. But it needs to be somebody that you relate to, you know? It needs to be somebody that you know exists. You know her pain points, you guys. You know his pain points. You know what they're looking for and what they need in their life. Because, you guys, the best thing you can do is this. I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt, you guys, that you can make business happen, you can make success happen, you can have every and anything you want if you're willing to do the work. You guys, and that's where it gets kind of crazy sometimes, because I'm not going to lie to you. There's so many people not willing to do the work, and I have to just be upfront and honest with you. At first, I wasn't willing to do everything I needed to do, but now I see that is a key. So my number two way to make money in your business is speaking. And the reason that I say speaking, you guys, is it's going to draw the people that you need to you. So with that being said, number three is you need to develop products, programs, or platforms, you know? So So you need some products, programs, or platforms. And what I mean by platforms, you guys, there are some wonderful online programs going on right now. So that's a platform. That's another way of delivering your content. If you can develop a membership site, that is the way to go. So I just want you to know that. So that is a way that you could definitely grow your business. That's number three. Number four is invite people to join you. Many times, you guys, we think of that four-letter word sale as something awful. But here's what I know, you guys. Nothing good happens until you sell something. Everything in life was bought and sold, you know? So the way you do anything is you've got to sell something. And for us social workers, at first I didn't think I was selling when I had such an amazing first year, $1.2 million. I thought, oh, man, this is great. But you know what? Getting those people to enroll with me, that's selling, you guys. So if you're on a nonprofit status or if you have a business that's socially driven and it's really not about the money to you, you need to change your mindset. Because when you're going out, and I tell people, I used to kill it in the living room. If they can get me to their living room, you guys, I know they were going to be mine. They were going to be my client for life. Because once they heard my story and they heard my passion and they heard why I'm doing what I'm doing, you guys, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. So number five is provide wow service. And what I mean by that, you guys, is everybody may be giving people a widget, you know, and you may be giving people a widget too, but can you at least wrap your widget up? Can you do something different to make them feel like they're getting a different experience? You know what, you guys, I have this wonderful story that I don't know if you know Rochelle Shaw. She's the million-dollar producer in Las Vegas that was not a casino. And she has a wonderful book out there, and she's just done the million-dollar equation. She's done just a number of things. And she talks about a gynecologist, you guys. And most women know you've got to, at least in your life, at least one time, but you're supposed to go on a, I think, annual, every couple of years basis, whatever it is, you guys, go to the gynecologist. Well, that's not always fun. I'm just being honest with you, honest and up front. But she showed a gynecologist how to make it incredible. One of the things she did, and I'll just give you this one little nugget, is when you have something that's not the best of things, she sent a personal message from the doctor to the patient saying, I know it's not comfortable. Let me tell you a little bit about myself, you know, just really setting them at ease. When you come in, I know it's not comfortable to get undressed in front of a stranger. But, you know, something funny like, I just want you to know I've seen the best body and I've seen the worst body, and they are all the same, or something to that effect. You know, you guys, you've got to put some fun and humor into it. You've got to make them think that, here's what I say, I want people to leave thinking they're my friends. Because guess what, you guys, in this world of, you know, a million and one coaches, what makes me different? Well, what makes me different and not like anyone else is my heart, you guys. Not everybody leads with their heart. So we've got to be more intentional about that. And giving people wild service is the way to go. And my number six way to make money in your business is follow-up. I will tell you, so many times I follow up with people. I do a number of different businesses, you guys. And one of my main businesses is Mary Kay. And I may follow up with someone I haven't heard from, because usually they contact me when they want to order. But if I haven't heard from someone, I said, I'm just following up and checking up on you, you know, just wanting to see how you're doing. And most of the times that will jar their memory to say, oh, my goodness, I do need some cleanser. Or, oh, my goodness, I do need whatever. You guys, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I'm just checking on you. Follow-up is key. Not only will they most of the times purchase something or whatnot, many times they will say, you know what, Susie Q is looking for someone, or Susie Q needs this, or in my business with special needs children and adults, they might say, my friend just got on the waiting list with Dallas Metro Care, or just got a call saying that she got the service. Let me refer you to her. Boy, that extra mouth in your business, in your life, makes all the difference in the world. So I just want to encourage you, you guys, please, please, please follow the six tips to get your business off the ground, making money, and very, very successful. Let me just repeat those again. First of all, you want to decide who you work with and what you do for those people, you guys. You've got to have a crystal clear message. One of the things that I do in my coaching, you guys, is I tell people, I take women from concept to cash. That's what I do, you guys. That's who I'm here to serve. It took me a long time to know that, you guys. You can serve a number of different people. Not only do I serve parents with children with disabilities, I serve women wanting to start businesses who want to go from concept to cash. That was such a light bulb that came on in 2015 for me, you guys. I've been in business 10 years in 2015. So what a interesting time for me to develop this and to really be able to give my all in all. Step number two, before we run out of time, is speaking. You need to get on every platform you can, radio, in person, on television, just wherever you can get on a platform. Just really know that that's where you need to be. Okay? Number three is develop programs, products, programs, and platforms. And what I mean by platforms is online memberships. So important that you do that. So you know, that is the way that things are going. Number four is invite people to join you, and that means you've got to sell something, you guys. Yep, I know some people think it's a dirty word, but it is not. Selling is honorable, you guys. You're offering people a solution. They can say no, and it's okay if they say no. You just have to make the offer. Number five is provide wow services. And I really want you to wow people's socks off, you guys. Go above and beyond. Do 110%. And number six is provide constant and follow-up. You guys, if you're not touching your client base at least once a month, start there. I just encourage you. I do a newsletter every week now, and I want to touch people on a weekly basis, you guys. So important. I know that I love getting weekly emails and e-zines and newsletters and whatnot, so why couldn't other people love that? And guess what? If they don't like it, all they have to do is unsubscribe. So just find out your platform that you want to go and give your heart out, you guys. I call mine a weekly love note because that's what it is. I'm sharing love from my heart. So just know that that is a huge way to change your business, change your life. Because now I'm very clear that I'm about helping people make money and eradicate or get rid of poverty. You know, I don't want anybody to be, you know, in lack. And even in today's terms, they said making $50,000, you're in poverty, you guys. You're really in lack because you're not able to provide everything that you need in your life. So I just encourage you, if you're not involved in a couple of different streams of income, today is the day. You need to find something that you're passionate about. Give me a call. I have several things that you can consider. My number is 972-869-7277. I would love to sit down and talk with you. I do a 30-minute consultation free of charge. And then I have coaching packages that I'd love to serve you. I also have various things that I would love to just shout out and give to you, you know. So, and also my email is Cheryl Jones, Sherylljones, at Rodcore, RODCOR.com. Please connect with me. That way you can live the life that you love, just like I do, you guys. I live a life that I absolutely love. And, you know, no qualms about it. No little I's and big U's and all that. I just love my life. So I want everybody that I come in contact to love their life as well. So with that being said, this is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts. And I am here today with Questions with the Queen, episode number 42. So excited about that, you guys. 42 weeks of offering this awesome service to you guys. And, boy, it has made a difference in my life, and I know it has in several of you guys' lives. So please, please, get with me when you can. Have a wonderful day.